That's a good question. It's funny. It's ironic to me that the album sounds as joyful as it does, because it was written in a really, really, really dreary, hopeless season. It's funny. I don't know for sure, but I think that I was dealing with some kind of depression over the last year or two, where I was, some of your listeners may resonate with this feeling of just kind of crying without knowing why you're crying. And
sure. Sure.
A weight of soul that you don't really understand, you know. It's a pretty scary place to be when you feel this overwhelming sadness, but you can't put your finger on why. And so it was in the middle of that. I was kind of going through a weird, I guess maybe it was a midlife kind of transition thing. Last year I turned 40. I celebrated my 20th anniversary with my wife. I finished the Wing Feather Saga, which was a 10-year process. My contract was up with my record label, so I had to decide whether or not I was going to sign with them and continue making albums with them. And then, most significantly, my band, the two guys that I toured with for about a decade, we just reached this point where they were so busy with their own careers that we just couldn't keep doing it. So we had to kind of make a break, where I was suddenly on the road. Nothing was familiar. Like, my musicians I was traveling with weren't the same, weren't my old friends. I just was in this weird place where I felt like a lot of things were ending,
Wow. But
I couldn't see the beginning of anything yet. And so, that was compounded by the fact that, in February, when we started this record, I don't know what it's like where you are, but February in Nashville is a really depressing season. I know a lot of you guys are like in the upper Midwest.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, winter, really. But like in Nashville, the winter lasts maybe not quite as long, but we don't have any snow to make it beautiful. We don't have any, like, it's like a 6-month mud season is what it feels. Maybe not 6 months, but you know, the mud season where everything is dewy and it doesn't stop raining. And so it was in that literal dark season of the year that I was also in a figurative dark season in my life, that I walked into the studio to record a bunch of songs about whatever God was teaching me. And here's the cool thing, is that I was able to walk into the depression and into this kind of overwhelming sadness and all the stuff that I was feeling in my heart. But then when we recorded the songs and listened back, I couldn't stop thinking of how bright the edges of the songs were. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what led me to the album title, is that it's like it's not daylight yet. The sun has not broken the horizon, but you can see the light coming, you know? So that kind of feels like after a long night, finally realizing, oh my goodness, there's light in the east. We're going to make it out alive. It's kind of the sigh of relief that, to me,